Reinforcements today for striking grocery workers in Southern California. The workers expanded their picket lines to include distribution centers, and the Teamsters Union announced it will honor those lines. Trucks will stop delivering groceries to Vons, Ralphs, and Albertsons stores. The move is an attempt to cut off supplies to the supermarkets during the crucial Thanksgiving shopping weekend. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
Both sides had been negotiating over the weekend in attempts to resolve the strike, which is now in its seventh week. But late last night, the federal mediator overseeing the talks called a recess. A news blackout is in place. No one is saying why the negotiations ended. Last month, grocery clerks, meat cutters, and other employees of Vaughn's supermarket went on strike over wages and health care benefits. Ralph's and Albertsons followed immediately by locking out their employees. All told, some 70,000 workers have been idled at stores from San Luis Obispo to San Diego. A Teamster spokesman says his union will not provide any drivers to load and deliver merchandise to the Southern California markets. He says he hopes to pressure them to settle the dispute. Analysts point out that Thanksgiving and holiday party shopping can boost sales for the supermarkets by as much as 15%.
They say cut back!
We say fight back!
Today, outside a Pavilions Market, which is owned by Vons, some 20 workers walked the picket line. Checker Warren Hertz said he hopes the Teamsters' help will bring the dispute to an end.
7 weeks is a long time. We're all getting tired. We're cold out here. A lot of us are homeowners. We have to pay our property taxes like everybody else. We have to come up with our mortgage payments. You know, Christmas is coming around. Thanksgiving is here. You know, we're running out of money.
The strikers aren't the only ones who are tired. A shopper who only gave her name as Barbara says for the first few weeks she didn't cross the picket line, but she says now enough is enough.
When you need to shop for food, you need to buy food. I mean, they should just get it done over with, you know, get their differences together and get back to life.
A spokeswoman for Vaughn said contingency plans are in place to keep the store stocked throughout the holidays. Officials at all three supermarkets have said they cannot meet the union's demands and must cut costs to compete with bargain chains such as Walmart. No new talks have been scheduled. The federal mediator will only say he will call both sides back to the table at the appropriate time. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.